Hey, man, can you play Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
The buck stops here. Fridays at 10:50, it's Ranger Manager Buck Showalter with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Friday from 10 until 3, Norm and the Throwdown.
Norm
will be at Duke's Beltline and Midway in Addison. Both of them will be out there with the presentation from 10 until 3. You can register to win ticket t-shirts. And, of course, this is all part of Kaboom Town, which is going on out there in Addison this weekend.
So they're going to be there on Friday after we're there on Thursday for Girls Night Out?
Right. They're going right back out there the next day. Very Dukes just can't get enough of the little ticket. Neither can Kaboom Town.
Kaboom Town.
Boom!
I agree with that.
All right. It is 6:34 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Guitar.
Yes, the plaintive tones of Like Air Supply remind us all that it is time for another round of community quick hits.
I would say the most powerful, one of the most powerful companies in our community is Southwest Airlines. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly one of the most efficient.
Before we start community quick hits, I have a question about yesterday.
Yes, Mike.
You know when Cat was on that bone the other night?
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever identify himself and tell everybody what his real job was? Or was he just all of a sudden the Cat Man who popped up out of nowhere?
He was the Cat Man. And he said that people called up and were like, hey, is this the Cat Man from The Ticket?
He's ashamed to admit that he works for the Ticket Runs.
No, what he's
and
doing.
He never told anybody that, huh?
No, he's ashamed of it.
He's trying to develop a disc jockey persona.
I hate Cat.
And how can you be Catman playing heavy metal stuff when you're a program director? You can't.
Yes, when you're a mid-level bureaucrat. Boy, that's real devilish, isn't it?
I mean, those...
Walk around here in a nice pair of slacks and a golf shirt, and all of a sudden you're meddling out.
When he was rolling Slayer, do you think he had on his Dockers and tie and button-down shirt?
I think that's all Cat wears anymore. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw quick hits off track.
Is the bone and his Cat a part of our community?
Well, yeah.
Well, there you go. It fits.
Hey, man, can you play Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
All right, dude.
Oh, it's great.
Can you hold my rig? So Southwest Airlines, our local powerhouse airline, is being sued.
Hey, man.
And they are being sued by two people. Now, this didn't happen in Dallas, but they're suing the airline in general. This happened in Indianapolis on the way to Albuquerque. These two people, brother and sister, were in Indianapolis because their mother died. And according to the lawsuit, both these kids, well, they're not kids, but the people are, quote, morbidly obese, okay? Which means they're extremely fat.
You fat ass!
I'm sure they hear that a lot. And they
call. I think when they say morbid, I think that means more than 100 pounds.
Overweight?
Yeah, I think so.
Morbidly obese?
I bet you it's more than that.
Don't quote me on that.
Well, if that's the case, then there's a lot of people that are morbidly obese.
I believe that means 100 pounds.
Well, is Big Joe morbidly obese?
Oh, yeah.
Big Joe from L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, he's double platinum, man. Double platinum morbidly obese.
So these two people, they call Southwest prior to flying from Albuquerque to Indianapolis saying, hey, look, we are a couple of large and in charge people. Do we need to buy extra seats?
Hello.
Southwest said, no, don't worry about it. So then on the way back, they're checking in. They're flying back to Albuquerque from Indianapolis.
Okay.
And the lady at the gate says, I don't think so. You two weigh a little too much. You're going to have to buy an extra ticket. And this is in front. They didn't pull them aside. This is in front of everyone. And they had two kids with them at the time, too.
Mm.
And they did it in front of their kids. And they said, look, you know, you're going to have to buy extra tickets. Well, they both, the two large people said, we don't have any cash. We can't do that. And the lady goes, at the counter goes, well, too bad. Come up with the cash.
No ticky, no fly.
Yeah.
I've got $20.
Yes.
Was there to help.
You know what? If that happened and that's exactly what she said in front of everybody else and didn't take them aside after they were told they didn't have to buy another ticket, they should sue, and I hope they win.
Man, I doubt those fat-ass stories, though. Because those
well,
people...
Just because they're fat, that means they can't tell the truth?
No, they can tell the truth. They can also have a baseless lawsuit. Those people at the airlines, they're well-trained. They don't just...
That's what I'm saying.
It's not just somebody at
like
Starbucks
that.
That's going to make fun of somebody. They're well-trained people. I don't
Starbucks.
Think they would...
Or at Chili's.
You know, I've dealt with people at the airport that weren't well-trained. I've dealt with some imbeciles out there at the airport.
You're too fat. No, I mean, and they said that...
Well, they shouldn't embarrass people.
Burrito Jimmy, a Southwest employee now?
No, or like some 16-year-old kid who doesn't follow any format whatsoever. Just,
stand
you know,
back, burrito.
The renegade ticket taker. That doesn't happen probably at Southwest Airlines. Well, what happened was the family had to return to New Mexico by bus.
From where?
Indianapolis to Albuquerque.
Well, we're going to Houston on a bus.
Yeah, but that's 3.5 hours. This is a pretty hefty distance.
Now that's probably, what, so about 10, 12 hours? Well, probably more than that. Probably about 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
24 hours and a trip or two to the bathroom for those people.
According to the lawsuit, the Southwest employee told the two that they would have to buy additional tickets, and she did not care that the family had no available cash to do so.
Huh.
But you know what? I stand by my stance that I took whenever Southwest adopted this policy.
Get in the gym, fat ass?
Yes. Embarrass people into losing weight is a good thing.
God.
It is.
That I may, agree with you.
You know what? This may save these two people's lives.
I agree with you.
No, it's not, because they knew they were large. If they called up in advance, they knew
right.
what to expect.
Yeah, but
they were
so embarrassed and they're so humiliated.
Maybe
first
they
off,
can't do anything about it.
What do you mean they can't? Yes, they can. Everyone
can. Maybe they have pituitary problems or something.
Well, get that cut out.
You're so insensitive.
You hate that. You hate everybody.
I hope one day
you hate
when you
fat
hit
people,
40,
you hate old people, you hate young people.
I don't
something
hate
anybody.
To hey,
anybody
you know what?
That is not exactly
hey,
like you.
You know how much money we spend? No, you know how much money we spend, the taxpayers spend, and what the expenses for fat people and their medical bills?
$20.
It's unbelievable the amount of money this country wastes on fat people and their medical needs.
Yes.
And you wonder why medical costs are so high and coverage. People can't get coverage.
Well, it's not
because
of fat
people.
No, it's not.
They certainly don't help.
Well, they might not help, but I don't think you need to go and embarrassing people in front of a lot of people at the ticket stand.
Okay,
do you not
agree with Southwest policy, though? That if you're morbidly obese, then you need to buy an extra ticket. Do you agree with that policy?
I do agree with that, but and it sounds like these people
they
took
were
the initiative
to
ask about that earlier, and they were assured they didn't have to do that, and then they get them up there in public in front of somebody and embarrass them. I don't think that's
allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
No, we don't have proof
that
they
plays out,
well,
I,
we also
I
don't
doubt
have proof they didn't do it either.
Well, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but they need to prove that they did if they're the ones doing the suing.
Yeah,
right.
True.
We're the witnesses.
That's why I said earlier, if it went down like this, then, you know, I hope they sue and I hope they win.
What if the witnesses are fellow fats?
Well, Southwest is screwed then.
The policy is aimed at keeping overweight or large passengers from causing discomfort to passengers seated next to them. Hooray. You know?
Once again.
What? No,
again. You're right. That needs to happen. Because
hooray.
You don't want to sit next to, you know, a stomach that's spilling over into your seat.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Excuse me, sir, your love handle's in my lap.
I mean, you're basically squashed on the plane.
That's not fair.
No, it's not. It is completely not fair to the person, to the thin person, the little person.
You mean the normal good person? Is that what you were trying to say?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the obese instead of the morbidly obese.
Yes, there's a difference. Obese are okay. Still kind of comical. There's a big concert tonight as Vanilla Ice tackles Blue. And we were wondering if Vanilla Ice was rich.
The nightclub we were going to go to one time?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We just, for some reason...
So it never happened, did it?
No.
Yeah, we waited 2 months, and then the club wasn't good anymore.
He says that, by the way, Robbie Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice, is 35 now. He says he's financially set for life. But still, even though he's financially set for life, he plays 200 concerts a year. 200.
Probably bored. Got nothing else to do. I mean, that's what he does. He plays music.
Does
so
he play this?
What else does he have?
I heard that he did. I heard Gordo talking about this morning in the lookout tower or whatever he does, and said that he refuses to play this in concert.
Well,
I mean, he's like that rap metal.
Yeah, Big Dick talked to him last night. He might have told him last night.
Or did he know he was on?
Mm-hmm.
But he goes by Vanilla Ice still?
Yes, he still goes by Vanilla Ice.
I thought he was trying to distance from that and wanted to be called Rip Van Winkle or whatever his name is.
What better way to make money than go by Vanilla Ice? Everybody recognizes
him. All right, who will go? Who goes to this?
I'm going
to
go.
Who's
going to go
be...
that's not lying?
I mean, seriously.
Well, there's
I don't know one human being who would go see
Well, that
him.
Place can't hold 3,000 people, but... There will be some people that will go for the shtick factor, for one. And he said he's got an audience. He told Big Dick last night that he's got an audience kind of the same kids that are into Insane Clown Posse and music like that. Just rock rap, basically.
Does he play guitar and stuff?
Have no idea.
You know what's going to happen? This will be...
You know, if we had a good E! News correspondent, Rhines, they might go to this show tonight and report on it tomorrow.
They might. But we don't.
You're right.
No, because there might be somebody there that's fat, might be somebody there that's old, and Corby can't surround himself with those kind of people.
No.
No, he's got to go to the Barley House and drink.
I'm not going out.
He's got to go there with all the rest of the other 35-year-old white, slim,
that's right, just like him.
Short-haired guys.
People just like him that
Norm.
Fit into that little narrow wedge.
See, the people that go to Vanilla Ice are going to be girls that are doing it as a bit, that use music as a bit.
Oh, yeah, remember we used to listen to this song
what?
In high school. Let's go.
And then he's not going to play that one song, the only recognizable song that he's got.
All right, Walonsky's on the phone now.
Again?
Yes.
Remember we having a...
Do we let people on here twice a day?
Well, yeah, it's
we let him.
Wickets. Robert?
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
I don't get enough ticket time. I really missed it.
What do you want?
I saw Vanilla Ice last year.
And?
I did a cover story on him for us.
What does he do?
He does, like, Limp Bizkit Korn stuff. He doesn't play guitar.
Is he good?
No.
I hate Korn.
I mean, is it embarrassingly
that means he
bad?
Must be, that means he must be terrible, right, Robert?
Terrible. I mean, look, he's, you know, it's exactly what you expect. He's done 3 albums like this.
Well, who goes? Or how many people were there?
It was crowded. It was at that Canyon Club. It was fairly crowded. Like so, 200-300 people.
So when you did this story on him, is he still rich? I mean,
he says he is. He says he got rich through real estate investments in Florida.
Did you see any evidence of it?
You know, he had a nice bus. I don't know. He's recording, he's touring, I think he has a new album out.
I mean, he sold 15 million copies of that one record.
Yeah, then he had that big fight with Tommy Kwan, his manager, and they've since reconciled, and Tommy Kwan was with him last year. You know, they've all mended their fences.
Mm,
but he does do Ice Ice Baby.
He does do it?
Yeah, it's a metal version called, what's it called, Cold as Ice? I forget what it's called, but it's just a...
Oh, so he's taking those same lyrics and hooked them up with Foreigner instead of Queen and David Bowie now, huh?
They're basically just like with Queensryche. Instead of Queen. I mean, it's the same. It's That's what he does.
Wow.
And he's always about getting high. He's a real Corby. You like him a lot. He gets high all the time, just like you.
I know.
Corby probably wouldn't like him because the guy's tall. He's like 6'4", so that doesn't fit into Corby's little mold.
I like Robert, and he's tall.
I like Pod.
Oh, hey, Danny. All right, Robert, thanks for calling in.
Hey, I'm going to call Big Dick, too, later. So.
Okay, good.
Hey, I'm just going to go have dinner and listen to the ticker.
Okay. I eat boogers.
Okay.
All right, get ready for it. It's coming up here. We're a little late. We're depriving the P1. We'll get to it shortly.
Good. Bye.
Bye.
What else?
Well, it's 6:51.
We'll do one more.
We can't don't quit have on time. That.
What do you mean we don't have time?
We'll end on a good news. A good note.
A good news note.
The Grand Prairie officer, Bruce Sykes, who was shot in that Walmart incident and who returned fire and killed the guy in the van, he is out of the hospital.
Well, way to go.
Yeah. That is good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
There you go.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.